Good morning. Those of you who are new to me, I'm Suman Silwal. I was originally from Nepal, Kathmandu. I live in Alabama, travel around the world for running. That's kind of been things I do. I'm right now preparing for London Marathon. Since I'm originally from Nepal, it's just a New Year's Eve for us. So tomorrow morning is a New Year's. Happy Nepali New Year's to those of you who celebrate the New Year. So I grew up in Nepal. Those of you new to this broadcast, thanks for liking, subscribing, joining, listening. I've been doing this for a very long time. I'm a main contributor for, I do a lot of things in passing. A lot of my contents are built in passing. Always doing things for running since I took on running. Now it's going to be 17. My daughter's going to be 17. I'm going to be 17 years of running. So definitely, that's what I've been doing, putting a lot of my time. So thanks for joining. A lot of you are new here. Recent days, I had close to 400 or 500, subscribe followers, on this, platform. It's a lot of work, a lot of things I do. Everything's free. I go around the world pacing now. Pacing is such a great, thing to do. I enjoy being part of a team, part of the whole organization, as well as helping people. When I race, I hardly talk to anybody. I'm racing and I'm really not in a mood for talking to anybody. I'm kind of, unless somebody's talking, I'm listening. I just want to spend some, first minute of just kind of talking about me. So a lot of you don't know me. I have two daughters. One will be graduating from college soon, University of Pittsburgh, and other will be high school here local. So definitely I'm a busy man. I have a day job. I have life, and then whatever I can get. That's what I spend time training, running. Sometimes I end up running in the middle of the night, late at night, early in the morning. I'm not an early morning runner, by the way. I can't, just because what happens is if I run early in the morning these days, and I think it's always like that, I'm tired all day. So instead of doing that, I switch my running evening, maybe in the afternoon, even lunchtime. I get, even this past week, it took me two runs to finish 5 miles. That's a dedication, because you gotta stop for several hours. I have only like in a half an hour or something during my lunch. So I went and ran that. So I'll be running. London will be my 165 marathons and ultra marathons. Just like I mentioned earlier, I started running 17 years ago. A lot of dedication, time, effort. So that's kind of leads into what I want to talk about next thing. It's a Boston Marathon, because it's Boston Marathon's up ahead. But definitely I was not a born runner. I was not, growing up, I never ran. I was just running. And, when I, 17 years ago, I was 38, middle-aged man, wanted to do something, everybody has middle-aged crisis. My middle-aged crisis may be running, maybe my middle-aged crisis. So definitely it has taken a lot of my time, effort, a lot of things I do. Definitely, it's running has been a part of things I do now, and it takes a lot of times and effort and videos and photos and so on. It has been rewarding as well. If I was not running, I wonder what I would be doing. I'm sure I would be doing something. I come the family line of bad health, heart attack, diabetes, all those. If it's hereditary, you cannot prevent. Some of the things are preventable. And then with my running, I'm hoping that I'm preventing those I can control. So it's been a good ride. So that gives me the first part of what I want to talk about. It is basically, welcoming you. The second part I want to talk really is about Boston Marathon. As you have seen, I have done two Boston Marathon. The first one I did was 2015. I qualified. There was a video that were taken that day when I first ran this thing. They said, they were asking me about Boston Marathon, how I liked it. And one of my line was, if I ever qualify for Boston Marathon, I will come run it, even if I'm 80. So there's something about Boston. Not all of us can go and qualify. I have not qualified ever since. This medal is different than this one. I didn't realize they look the same. Unicorn. That was a 2017. So one of the thing about Boston, why I, a lot of time you'll hear me talk about Boston qualifying level fitness and so on. Because if you become a Boston qualifying fitness, that means that really you have to run fast. You have to do a lot of dedication. As I got older, my qualifying time is much better, much slower. And right now it's just 3:35. I used to be able to run 3:35 in good old days when I used to run, when I ran to qualify for this, I ran 3:20 three times and I qualified twice. And the first time I was not, because it didn't meet the time, but basically that Boston level qualification and Boston level training workout, it's very, very rigorous. You know, you have to be on schedule running, training, tempo runs, speed runs, long runs with a fast pace and so on. You get really in good shape. And I lost a lot of weight back then. I have gained it back, most of them and more. But definitely, takes a lot of dedication. You have to be faster and your age group for sure, or even faster than your age group, but definitely takes a lot of time. So that's one thing. I don't have time. I don't want to do it at this time because it's just, injury prone. You know, if you, train too much and too hard, even though I run a lot of marathon, my trainings are very limited and I do a lot of limited running, limited training, you know, limited. Everything is very limited and the, structure. So I challenge those of you, if you have time, if you do one or two marathon and if you want to qualify for Boston, definitely I say go do it, go try it, go. But put a good plan, good training plan, 16, 18 weeks of plan, maybe even 20, 16 weeks of solid training. But leading up to like first 4 weeks, it's just building up, you gotta, so that's one thing I have not able to do that. I'm hoping that this summer I will be able to add some good training this fall, right before Boston cutoff time happens. I'm able to pick a marathon and go race it. I'm hoping, really, really hoping for that. You know, there's a couple of marathons on my calendar that falls within the Boston time. But I have to do something. I recently ran, in the sub-2 half. So it was good, but that was really hard sub-2. I have to be comfortably running 1:45 half marathon, you know, so in that level, you know, maybe, I need to comfortably run probably, 22 minutes 5K. Right now, my 5K is about 24 minutes. So as you can see, what I'm talking about is, the level of training, level of work, level of things you had to do for Boston is much, much higher to qualify. As I got older, and as I was running a lot of races, you know, training, I mean, pacing a lot of races, even running a lot of races, all those times went away. Last fastest time I had was 3:32, right before COVID, I think 3:32. And, I did not put a lot of effort in COVID time because I didn't want to injure and go to hospital or something. So I never had to go to hospital, but I don't know why. A lot of friends, they took those COVID time to train really hard. So I have a lot of dry out. It's almost like now 8-9 years. So it's time to, put some good training for me. So back to what I'm talking about is those of you who want to go to Boston, you want to qualify, you have to put some effort, unless you want to go through the charity, which is nothing wrong with that. Definitely it's a little expensive to go through a charity, but definitely I will qualify for Boston. So that's about Boston. If you're running a Boston, congratulations. Enjoy every minute of it. When I ran first Boston, you know, if you're first time running Boston, I didn't want to run fast. I just want to enjoy the day. And I took my time, stop everywhere, take a picture, drink beer and so on. The second time when I ran Boston, I tried to run really fast. It's really very fast course at the beginning with that downhill start and everybody's in that fitness level. You know, it's really, really, you know, it kind of sucks you in and it's like everyone's like going fast. That's what happens in Boston. If you're not careful, you go too fast too early and then you start breaking apart. You know, I think I started breaking apart of 10K. 20K, you know, the only other X factor, the factors that, you know, unknown factor in Boston is always is the weather, you know, weather. I have not looked at Boston weather this week, this Monday, but, Boston is always weird. Boston weather. Sometimes they have like the first year I ran, it was raining and then in a soaking rain. And then second year I ran, it was second time I ran, not second year, in 2017, it was a beautiful day, beautiful start, a little chilly, and then it started getting a little bit of hot. It was a little hot as I was finishing. So Boston has a weird weather. Sometimes they have sub temperature. I don't know if they ever snowed. Probably it has snow. I don't. You know, even in April, mid April in Boston, you could get snow, rain, humid, whatever. So take whatever Mother Nature gives you at Boston, because you are qualified. You did your work. I call it Boston as your victory lap. Take your victory lap and all the great work you have put it in and work through to be at Boston, and definitely and take your time. Enjoy the ride. Enjoy that the screaming tunnel. It's very fun. I enjoy Boston. Really comes out. This is one of those races that I've seen so much. So many people, as I go around the world, you know, some races, some big races, they disappoint me as a crowd support, local support. It's not as much, but some of the big races, they do come out a lot. And not only the friends and family, there are people, the local people actually come out, enjoy Boston Marathon, watching Boston Marathon, supporting, we'll switch back to London in a second, but definitely, making that last left turn and then to the finish line, it's just amazing. It was really a great, thing for me because, I was never thought that I'm fast enough to ever be qualified for Boston. Running Boston, training hard and running, qualifying for, it's just sometimes nerve wracking to qualify. And then you may get in or may not get in, all those factors. And then finally lining up, there's so many failure points. And running in Boston was wonderful. As I get older, as I'm switching around things that I'm doing right now, I still have that fast, I still have fast twitch muscle. That's what they talk about. The fast twitch muscle. I still have that in my body. As soon as my seasons is over, I'm going to start working towards, towards Boston qualifying. So summer is wide open for me to kind of think every time I get nostalgia this time of the year saying, hey, I have not qualified for Boston in a long time. So definitely love to go back. I'd love to do Boston again, but I'm waiting till I qualify again. So we're about to talk about London Marathon, and I will kind of walk you through some of the London Marathon. I have a podcast out there for London Marathon. And so we'll talk about, basically what I'm saying about, as I'm finishing my thought about Boston is worth the journey. If you can qualify, if you cannot qualify, you should run it at least as a runner. At least run it once, maybe run for a charity, find a good charity that you can support. You can raise money for them. If they're always thankful. And, I think they still say that there's not many charity people, but I think runners, some of my running friends, they disagree saying, hey, Boston, they give too many charity. Everybody should be qualified, So hopefully you'll qualify. Put the time and effort, some of us not born to run, or, we had to train hard and work hard. And I remember, a true story. I was talking to a lady, a friend of mine. She was like really mad because she said, well, I did not qualify for Boston. And she's like, I asked her, which marathon number are you? I said, first. So she was thinking about she was going to qualify for first marathon. She did qualify second marathon. And, here I was working like 40, 50 marathon, trying hard. I mean, back then I used to like, every race I'm trying to kill it, and I'm trying to like, try to run those races hard. And, still couldn't qualify. I got close, the one year when I ran 3:20, my time was, I had to run at least 3:15. As I was crossing this final bridge, the Seven Bridges Marathon, I was crossing this final bridge. I can see the finish line on the bottom, and it was 3:15 right there as I was crossing. If I could have just jumped from that bridge and go straight to finish line, I would have probably made it, but I couldn't because, because it's just, I could not make it. It took me 5 minutes to get to the finish line. So basically the point here is, you know, you have to keep trying and keep putting in races and working hard. This summer I'll do that. A lot of time I'm not on the track. It requires a lot of track work, hill works, different workout to build for a Boston level. So definitely it is a good goal to have. Like I keep saying this again, just that you just need to focus on it. A lot of dedication beyond marathon dedication to be at Boston. So congratulations for those of you who made it to Boston. I got 2 medals. I'll post some more about Boston. Come to Boston Marathon Monday. We will talk a little bit more, see if I can find a video for my first Boston. Maybe I find a photo. I need to go through, and I was trying to go through my archive folder and see if I can find some of this. I do have a lot of photos from my first Boston because I was just like having fun. It was raining and I don't know which marathon number it was, but I was still a lot of new and it's like worried about rain. These days are like, just give me a poncho run and whatever. I was too much concerned about rain and I had a heavy, hoodie and then I can do better than that. So definitely. That's about Boston. If you have any question about Boston qualifying, please let me know. This is being a quick topic right now. We can focus on a little bit more. I talk about a lot about being a Boston level, qualifying level a lot because that's one thing I wanted to get back is to go back to Boston. It's not important, but it has definitely helped me to, if I'm in that level, if I'm running, 22, 21 minute at 5K, 10K, maybe 45 minutes and so on. And what happens is every level of my running is gets faster. So at this time, I don't have time and effort. I have not put effort. So whatever you put in running, that's what you get back. So that's about Boston. And, so let's switch back the last part of this, live. I wanted to talk about a little bit about London. That I'm not done posting about London. I'm still a lot of posting. I'm going to take a little break from London and talk about a little bit of Boston, but I'll switch back and forth. I still have a lot of videos left from Rome. So definitely let's talk about London. So London Marathon is a very great marathon. I would be pacing this in my fourth time running London. I think all my medals are back here. I don't know where it is. London. I think this is pre-London. We'll do some medals. That's London. Is it London? Yeah, that's London 2019. So those are 3 London marathon I've done. This will be my 4th London. All of them are pacing. First time I paced was a 5:30 back then. I didn't even know how to run 5:30. I have run a 5:30 marathon. It was my slowest marathon and, I was suffering and I was pain. Chicago Marathon, 10:10:10. I want to get the medal. So that was the only time I run 5:30 in a road, in a trail running, I do 5:30, whatever. But in a road, I didn't know how to run 5:30 back then. We're talking 2019. So since then, so I did manage to run, have fun, enjoy, do my Suman thing, bring my speaker, play some songs, dance and enjoy, it's just fun to be in London. Then I supposed to go to 2020. You know what happened in 2020? Actually, true story again. In 2020, and that third weekend, that the weekend I'm supposed to go to London, I was, I had a ticket. Everything was booked. My daughter was, older daughter was graduated from high school. So I said, hey, let's go to London. So I bought a ticket for her. We're supposed to find some college so you can do some college tour so we don't get dinged for missing schools. I'd usually do 5-6 days to London. I had everything planned, ticket, everything was there. And then, a little virus happened in 2020. And then that took us out. So we didn't get to do London. So the day of the London Marathon, that Sunday, I had a Culture City that I support and I run for them. I ran Boston to Big Sur back when, and they had an event that day. They wanted to, run a 5K. Everybody's running from, you know, people from New York, people from whatever. We were kind of in a live, I think either Facebook Live or I think it may be Zoom Live. So all of us live, we wherever we are, we supposed to run 5K, like, you know, backyard, in a room or a balcony, whatever. So I started running backyard, and I ran backyard. My wife ran with me. We ran 5K. Then I was like, I was running. It's like, this is London Marathon weekend. So let me just go run 10K. So you know what I did? I ran 10K. I said, this is London Marathon weekend. This is a beautiful day. It was really beautiful. Like today, it's like sunny day, beautiful day. It was London Marathon. We're talking about 2020 London Marathon, by the way. And then, as I was riding in the backyard in 2020, it was 10K. And that's like, I said, should I go outside? And so like a backyard, my backyard is 0.03. One lap is 0.03. It's just, think about it. I had to do like three laps to get a 0.1 mile. It's just a lot of laps. Anyway. So what I did is like, okay, 10K, like this is London Marathon. It was a beautiful day. So I told my family, hey, I'm going to go ahead and run the London Marathon in my backyard. So basically I start running. I have some Facebook Live. I found it yesterday. I was going through some of the things and I went through 10K, 12 miles, 15 miles and they got a little hot. So I said, okay, it's a little hot. So I went inside. And I was not sure if I want to continue and I want to just, you know, I wanted to just, you know, it was just getting hot and, you know, I came inside. Nice thing about running a marathon in the backyard, your commute, your travel to your home is not, your bed is not that far. So it's a few steps away. So as I was coming, and I sat there, I was doing some work. I was doing some studying, something. It was, you know, 2020. I was doing some, you know, learning some new stuff. And then I sat there and my daughter, older daughter came and she came downstairs and she saw me inside and said, hey, Dad, I thought you were running a marathon. What happened? And I was like, oh my God, now I have to run this marathon. So, so you know what I did? I went back and ran the rest of my whatever they, you know, whatever, like 11.2 miles. So I kept running and running and running in that little circle. You know, there's a video out there, TikTok video. There's videos out there that I have put it together. I think it's in this channel too, where I ran my 2020 London Marathon in my backyard 2020. So that was 2020. Didn't get to run London. 2021, they didn't let us come. There was a London Marathon. Some of my friends ran it. International runners, pacers. I think there was not even a pacer in 2021. So they didn't allow. Come 2022, they announced that London Marathon would be between Berlin and Chicago, the perfect storm. And we were not sure, and we were not told till June or July, saying, hey, you know, you if you want, you can invite, you have to apply, so on. They brought the London Marathon in-house. The Runner's World used to do that in UK. They brought it in-house. So by the way, that backyard marathon I ran, it took me 10 hours. The total running itself was 6.5 hours, but total time was 10 hours. You know, I started morning. By the time we finished, it was late in the evening. We had a dinner outside. Family came, you know, they all were, you know, it's COVID time. Everybody's kind of cheering me at the finish line. It was fun. So that was my backyard. Actually, my backyard had a little, you know, for a while, I had that little path built in the circle I had. There's a video out there, trust me. And there was a news of some of my friends, local friends, still done. They remind me that I ran a backyard London Marathon. Just remind me once, like, aren't you the one who ran a London Marathon in the backyard? So anyway, back to 2022. So they told us, I signed up, and then they told me, it's like, I'll be running 6.5, I will be pacing 6.5 hours. I was like, you know, I already learned my lesson that, you know, if London calls, you go. So London was calling. So I went, did signed up for 6.5. I don't even know how to do 6.5. I mean, we talked about 5.5 earlier. 6.5, I had no clue. You know, no clue pacing, how fast can I pace. So it was going to be difficult. Then I found my co-pacer, who's a truly a Galloway pacer. She was going to do, just listen to this one carefully. She was going to do 15 seconds of running And that was what is assigned to her. 15 seconds of running, 15 seconds, and 30 seconds walking. Galloway method really is, it talks about, that's 30 seconds is your kind of core walking time. So always, if you want to follow current Galloway method, you should do always 30 seconds of walking. There's a couple of variation, but she said, that's what I'll do. And I said, hey, I've never truly done a Galloway. I always want to do Galloway. I want to give it a try. Man, I had a fun. It was fun. 6.5 hours. It was like, it was a long day. We were moving, slowly, but we were having fun. I had songs. I have some friends. They joined. We still are friends. And, we had such a great time. 15 seconds of running, guys. It is doable. We can, like I said, this is a lot of things I talk today can be a podcast and discussion in a future podcast as I slow down my calendar, but definitely ask me about that. But that was like, we finished a marathon and running 15 seconds. Can you believe that? You can run a marathon just running 15 seconds and walking through. I mean, we were moving. We were just this fret train. We walked, run, walk. It was the only thing I don't like about, because it was a lot of stoppages, but still that is what we're supposed to do prescribed. So 6.5 hours we finished. It was great. So then I ran, by the way, in that year, 2022, I ran Berlin. I was in Berlin. I ran London. And then, I ran Chicago. Three countries, two continent, crisscrossing the world. That was my first go around of doing the crazy things like that. That is the longest I stayed in Europe. It's like kind of running, and I went to visit some friends from college that I have not seen for 30 years. So that was a good trip for me. It was a lot of experience, a lot of running, a lot of, I remember my friend's mom, she was cooking. She was like, he's not eating a lot. How's he going to get ready for next marathon? She was trying to feed me, but she fed me a lot of food. So definitely it was interesting. So that was a 2022 London Marathon. I think there's one of my medals here. So this black one is 20. I'll go through the London Marathon medal and next broadcast before I head out. So last year I was assigned 4 hours and 45 minutes. So one of the things that we changed in the London Marathon, a lot of time when we pace, we kind of create a line. That's what I'll use it, create a line. So it's like anybody cross ahead of me and behind me is everybody with me. Anybody crosses ahead of me, you're on your own. That's what I usually say. So since 2023, what we have done in London is we kind of have as a pacer, we go in a bubble. So a pacer, a 4:30, like in this last year's case, 4:41, 44, 45 pacers ahead of me. I was in the middle. A friend of mine was in the back. So three of us kind of lined as a bubble. So everybody kind of took a group. We are not creating a big line, but we kind of went, it's like instead of going, horizontal, we went a vertical. I think that's it. Anyway, so that's what we did. So that really worked out well. So we all created our own bubble. We had our own group. We did our own thing because Gary Dixon, he likes to do the similar thing, like play music. He's kind of where I got some idea about playing music, doing things. So he's kind of pioneered in that one. So it was good because we were talking about, hey, I don't know who's going to play music. So he ended up being in his own bubble. I was in the bubble. So I have a friend who is in mile 16. We were fine. And then we had a beer. And, if you're in London and listen to me and not running, find me in the course. You find me a beer. I'll look for everybody on the right side and I'll look for some beer. So I'm taking my own fireball, but definitely, if you want to come to and support me in London, just message me. I'll look for you on, whatever side. Usually I like to look at the right. It's easier, but definitely, it's, both sides of London. About mile 20, the pacer behind me, pacer ahead of me was doing his, I didn't want to pass him too much. And then pacer behind me, a friend of mine, Gary, he came really close to me. We were in a really close. And then, and he said, Hey, Suman, what's going on? You're okay. And then I just speed it up and we both finished a good time. We had a lot of friends coming along with us. You know, like I said, anytime I pace you, you become my lifelong friends. You know, I have people who actually follows me around in some of the races we spend. You know, I have a roommate who are I used to pace him several races and so on. So definitely, pacing, you know, that's kind of what will be happening this last year. We had rain today. I'm looking at the weather. Like I said, we'll talk about weather when I come live before I come to London. We will talk about London, you know, weather today. I'll look at the weather. It's like a sunshine, but do not trust those. London weather last year was raining and the rain sometimes just comes from nowhere. So I'm not a big, I don't live there, so I don't know much about London weather. So I always hear about London fogs and London this and London weather. So I'm ready for anything. You know, sleet is the only thing I'm worried. Snow will be fun. You know, snow and sleet. So definitely, next few days is as you are getting ready to leave and the people, you know, you are like, you don't want to hear anybody sneezing, coughing around you. So I'm very cautious about that, by the way. So back to talking about London, kind of give you kind of overview how we will be pacing. So I'll have this year as well. We'll be doing the bubble. Somebody will be in front. I'll probably this year go in the front and somebody will be in the middle. I think we have four of them. So I'll have to see how this whole thing, which one's which way, how. I think we are four of us. So we have to be careful. We don't bump in each other. If we are in a bump in each other, we'll make a, I'll go to the left. That's what I was go to right. And I'll let the other pacer go left of me, however that'll work. So start will be fun. If you're not used to London, let's talk about traveling today. More traveling. If you're traveling from overseas, make sure you be prepared. If it's too late to even talk about booking, but if you're in the future, you know, just make sure that you give yourself at least a day, especially coming from America, that's where I'm coming from. Give yourself a day for jet lag. Usually going from here to there, jet lag is not bad. Coming back, I still have a problem. You know, even though I go for a very short trip, my trips usually it goes from Thursday. I leave Thursday, Friday I arrive, go package pickup. Saturday is kind of off day. I have not done extensive traveling on Saturday. I want to go one or two sightseeing, but anyway, I have to be very, very, very careful. On Saturday, sometimes I just spend the day just sleeping, just, you know, lay low, watching some TV, you know, talking to my friends and go eat some, you know, 1 year, I went and they had a big wedding party like a night before the marathon. It's like someone's there asking someone, would you like to come? It's like, I said, no, if I go to a party, it's the end for me to face because I party hardy and they had like a party till like 1:30 at night and stuff. So it would have been really bad. But Saturday is lay low and Sunday is the marathon and day after marathon, Sunday's a marathon. So it's all marathon, everything from the morning till however, whatever time I get back. On Monday, I like to take a day off, just walk around the city. Find new things. You know, last year I wanted to go to Cambridge, but there was no direct train. So it was going to take me all day and a half to go and come back. So I didn't have that much time, because the evening I have family to go visit. So I just walked around, the city, you know, within a 3-4 miles of walking, you know, which is really hard walking. I found so many different things, including, I was trying to go platform 9. Harry Potter, I'll put that picture as my profile picture as we get ready. So it was just fun to be and you know, just walking and seeing things, eating food along the way. I found Chinatown and so on. So that's Monday, Tuesday, I'm ready to come home. So that's how my traveling works. You need 1 day to go and 1 day to come back. So if you're local, you're lucky. So usually Usually that's what I say, running a marathon locally. It's so lucky that you can just roll from your bed and just go run a marathon, especially if you're in a big town like in London, Berlin, Chicago. You know, you just can just roll from your bed, you know, don't have to travel on New York even, you know. So definitely it is a privilege to be where what I'm doing. It's not every day I will get to do things like this. Life can throw some sort of curveball. At this time, I have some sort of pain that I'm nursing. I ran 4 or 5 races with that leg. Actually, I feel much, much better right now than I ran those 5 races. 2 of them are pacing, 3 of them are racing. So definitely I'm looking forward to have a painless start. So London. So let's talk about London Expo. London Expo is at XL. I think that's what it's called. XL. It's very accessible by train. Just look the train line. One of the things, if you're coming from outside, don't forget to tap in, tap out, as you coming in and out of the train. And XL is a little confusing there because their tap in is not that, you know, not obvious. It's a left or right. One other thing I learned when I was in 2022, that now you can use your credit card. Even Rome, I found that out. You can just use your credit card just to tap in, tap out. So you don't have to buy a ticket. So basically that's what I meant to say. If you have a credit card, if you feel comfortable, make sure that you tap in, tap out. So that way, if you do not tap in, tap out, you'll get a full charge of a day. I think it's at £13. It's very expensive. But definitely it is interesting because you have to, if not, they will charge you £14 and then you will end up, paying more than you're supposed to, but that makes sure you tap in, tap out. So the expo is great. That's big. I enjoy going to the expo. There are a lot of vendors. As a pacer, I'll have to work 2 hours. I think I'm there from 3:30 to 5:30. If you're in there, look for me in the pacer's booth. I don't know where it'll be. Just I'll have to go look for it too. But definitely find us over there. I think it is near information booth, back in an expo floor past the New Balance. So definitely come look for me. I'll be there. We'll work in a couple of hours. If you miss me there, so definitely find me at the start line. So I don't want to go too detailed on the start line and the race. I can come back again and talk through this. But I just want to kind of you to give you some feeling how that this whole race will look like for you. If you have any question, please post it out here. Post in after this broadcast, you know that I'll respond to those comments. Definitely running in London is a privilege of its own. Race day is a different. We'll talk about the race day. I'll have a separate broadcast or I'll just record something. I'm just trying to be alive so that you can ask me a question. But definitely next broadcast probably in a Tuesday next week or Wednesday for sure. I'll have another broadcast and talk about the race day. How do you prepare and so on? Pacing this kind of events, it's a big deal. Traveling to London is great. Like I said, if you have a credit card, make sure you carry a credit card that does not charge you international fee. A lot of credit card they do, some of they don't. I have my bank card, they don't, so I use that exclusively when I travel. That 3% will eat your money up. London is not a cheap city. So those of you traveling from here, just know that, London is not a cheap city. It can be very expensive. I don't know why a train is so expensive in London. I just cannot never figure that out. That amount of money you pay, across London, getting a train and getting up the train, you could actually, go across country, different countries and other part of Europe, even in London. I think you can, but I don't know why those trains are so expensive. Maybe maintenance, maybe, I don't know. I don't want to get into politics of that. I have gotten stuck in London too. Because it was late at night, I was traveling and then the train, one train, and I did not understand all this nuance. And usually, the one thing I just want to let you know before we talk about next time, take about the London Marathon race day. It's a race day. your train is free. Do not try to pay them. It's free to go in all the way to start line, and it's free to come out till 5:30. One year when I was pacing, I was finished 5:30, I think. And by the time I got to train, it's too late for me to, and thank goodness that day I had extra cast. I was told like, oh, you don't have to pay to come out. You don't have to take anything. It's like, and I think I had extra cash or I didn't have enough money. Somebody helped me. I don't remember exactly. I got enough to get back. If not, I'll be still walking to try to get to my host house. So London Marathon, like I said, it's a wonderful experience. You love it. If this is the first time you're doing it, if it's nth time like this, fourth time for me, I still love it. There's part of, I have all these things in my head. All the maps of the London Marathon, then I get in the spot. It's like, I forget. I know Tower Bridge. I know Big Ben. I know all this thing. I know going out in 16, out and back in 16, from 13 to, 16, that 18, 20 miles and then coming down. So, and the tunnels to back to the main area. So on. There's so many things, I forget. Like I said, I know Cutty's Arc. It's about 10K when you get to Cutty's Arc, but there's a lot of little things that I don't remember. With the rain last year, I was not able to take a lot of pictures at the start. Especially there's characters, they have all kind of characters. We have rhinos, and you saw some of the pictures I put. There's so many pictures, and in a Big Ben last year or 2 years ago, and it's people just dressed up and they run with it. There are charities they support, and then, things people are doing. So it's a wonderful experience. So be ready, pack good. If you're coming from here, pack jackets. You don't have to have a heavy winter jacket. So usually I have a vest and a jacket, maybe pack a hoodie. Sometimes the hoodie gets a little big. Usually I don't check in any bag. I never check in any bags. I had a backpack. I think I may just take a roller at this time. So definitely, looking forward to be back in London again. Be with you. A lot of you have joined, on the 4:30. I call it Blue 13 Party Bus. So come join Blue 13 Party Bus. We'll talk about it in my live broadcast next Wednesday. I'll post a little ahead of time. So that way you will know that, you know to join here. Thanks for joining. It's about 8:30 my time. I've been in this session for an hour, being here for an hour feels, goes so quickly to talk about so many different things. If you join the entire hour, thanks for doing that. If you join even 1 minute here, thanks for joining. Life moves on. Life, a lot of things in life. We keep trying, working hard towards it. And, one of the things we do as a runner, run a marathon and help others. For me, not only running as a pacer, I'm still a runner. I call myself, running a marathon. Usually it's hand pacing marathon. Really, in reality, I'm running a marathon with you. And a lot of time, even, we had to hide our pains. We had to hide our sufferings and go along with it, enjoy and show no fear. So that way you finish with no fear. So that's our goal. Every pacer in a good, in our heart, that's what we wanted to do. Regardless which pacer you'll run with, do try to run with pacers. Everybody has different way to take you to finish line. My way may be different than somebody else. So we're all trying to do the same thing. So thanks for listening. In the next broadcast, let me look at my schedule. I'll have a full hour. Maybe I'll start a little early and talk about the entire London Marathon, and the course and everything. So thanks for listening. If you listen this far, if you want to support this channel, you can give some star, to this channel and definitely keep watching, keep liking, keep reposting everything you're doing. If you go to your Facebook, if I send you a request for liking this page. Please do like the page. I have sent so many requests, and then I'm getting a lot of response. Thanks for that. So thanks for listening. Thanks for being out here for today. I'm done. it's been a pleasure. It's like it's almost an hour. I think I started like 8:30, 7:30, 7:31, whatever. I said I will. So definitely, it's fun. The season is almost over, and we'll talk about that in a future broadcast. How do I lay out the season for today? Thanks for joining. Like I said, if you're new to this channel, new to this Facebook page, I thank you for subscribing, liking, sharing, and commenting. Those of you stayed with me through and through, thanks for being good follower. So thanks for being out here. Thanks for listening. Thanks. More later. Bye for now.